Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino. Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Are you watching this? Are you seeing what is happening right now in the debt market, people? It's in free fall. The U.S. 10-year yield, as I am doing this video blog, is 4.03. Honestly, I've never seen anything like this, except maybe for when the Federal Reserve first started quantitative easing one, immediately after the stock market crash, economic meltdown in 2008, 2009. This is frankly unbelievable. But anyway, look, we're going to talk more about that. So pre-market report here. Let's start off with this. We're getting some, I'm laughing, it's pathetic, all right. Economic news this morning. So initial jobless claims. Look at our friend Rick here. Rick, he doesn't know what to do with himself here, Rick Santelli. Initial jobless claims come in way worse than expected. Really? Really? No one saw this coming? People, the economy is in free fall around the world. And we got factory activity here in the United States. Manufacturing here in the United States also in literal free fall. Meanwhile, we got home prices skyrocketing. Real estate prices skyrocketing. Let me explain this to you, okay? Maybe we should talk about this as a group. This is not going to stop. Does this sound familiar to you? Especially in light of what's coming out of the mouths of Kaka, Kamala, and the big T, Trump. They're saying the same thing. Lower rates. Lower rates. I promise, lower rates. How does that work, people? Do you understand the dynamics behind it? First of all, we don't need lower rates here in the United States. They're already low enough. What's happening here is, unfortunately, the United States is being taken down the rat hole into economic and financial destruction by the central banks who really run the show. It's not the Harrises, the Bidens, the Trumps, or anybody else here. What's going to happen here, again, what they're trying to do is entice people into continuing to borrow. Sure, let's promise lower rates. Both of them saying the same things. Two wings of the same freaking bird here. And how does that help you? How does that help? Because what this does is cause price distortions even worse than we have right now. Let me explain this to you maybe another way. If Harris is selected, if Trump is selected, and we have to talk more about Trump, I'm going to come to his defense in a moment here. So just stick around for that. But real quick here, both promising the same thing, lower rates, so it's easier for you to borrow, to pull cash into the now, empower the Federal Reserve. And what this does here, with regard to real estate prices, you know what I'm going to tell you already. You don't believe me? Look back on history how this plays out. When rates become suppressed, as they are now, and this is historic, and with regard to this bond market, it's just, here's a headline for you. Treasury yields fall. I mean, this is from this morning. Why? After the powwow from Fed chair thing, creature puke that it is, Jay Powell, with regard to, oh, we're going to be cutting rates. Again, look, the Fed wants to cut rates. Kamala is promising lower rates. Trump is promising lower rates. And as we all know, this helps the Federal Reserve. And also, it distorts price action. So how this works, very simply, is when rates are artificially suppressed, it creates distortions across the spectrum of asset prices. There's no price discovery anymore. And this will cause real estate prices to move even higher than they are now. Homes become more unaffordable to everybody else as we have become a slave nation. You understand that? So the overlords can rent these houses to the slaves underneath. And those slaves are too stupid to see that but they're swiping and borrowing their way into financial obscurity. Does this sound about right to you? But again, Kamala wants, she's promising you those lower rates, and so is Trump. Don't help you, man. It's not going to help you at all. Sure, it's going to help the Federal Reserve to become even more powerful. You have to understand, and I told you this a million times, and maybe for those of you that are new here. Oh, by the way, it's kind of interesting. So yesterday, my post-market video lost about 100 subs, gained them all back in the same day. It seems that some people can't handle the truth. Good. Fly away. Go away. This channel is for winners. If you do not consider yourself a winner and you can't handle the truth, leave. How can I tell you this another way? Anyway, look. So let's talk about the big deal here with regard to what's happening right now in front of our face. And I haven't seen a phenomenon like this again since the last meltdown of the stock market. The debt market is being pumped. Pumped right now. And you tell me who's buying all the debt here. Seems like it's catching some attention here on the mainstream media. Now, the Bank of England here decided to cut rates. Bank of England rate decision, another central bank cuts ahead of the Fed. Lovely. And look what this is doing to the Mannarino market risk indicator. People, this is, it's literally falling off of a cliff. This is accelerating. It's astonishing. And the more that this happens, you understand the mechanism here. As the Fed gets into the market here and buys all the debt, they have to create cash out of nothing, get in here and buy the debt. And we haven't seen anything yet. Just wait. Wait to the moment where they give themselves permission to do it. And right now with Kamala and Trump saying, we promise to lower rates. First of all, do you realize that neither of these things, okay, has the power to do it? Oh, they can act as a spokesperson and a cheerleader for the Federal Reserve, because that's all they are, either one of them here. And this mechanism is going to continue. And the Federal Reserve, let me explain this to you. The people that dwell in the halls of the Federal Reserve, I'm talking about from Powell down, they're full on orgasmic over hearing Kamala saying, promising lower rates, over Trump saying, promise lower rates. That means the Fed is given extra permission to create whatever amount of cash they want out of thin air and buy more debt to suppress rates. You think these people work for you? You are living in la-la land. Anyway, this mechanism here, very simple. You and I have been following this forever. This, look, let me just tell you one more time. Maybe you're new here. MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. I don't want a thing for it. I just want you to follow it, and it's free, 100%. There's no signups. There's no anything. Link in the description of this video. Every day, once a day, you should follow this. Whether you do or not, personally, I don't care. I'm just trying to help you out. So whatever you want to do, you want to take my advice and follow what's happening. Again, these are not just squiggly lines. This allows us to see what is happening here to the dollar getting weaker and the Fed buying it all. Could you only imagine what's going to happen when the Fed makes the announcement that they're cutting rates? Woo! And then what is this going to do? It's going to push this stock market to heights that you can't believe. And what does this also mean? Commodities are going to go on sale more so than they are now. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil, commodities across the board, and yes, cryptocurrencies. Let me touch on crypto real quick. I personally, I'm keeping my eye on Bitcoin here, especially as Trump has called himself the Bitcoin president. I am surprised to not see this catching a bid here right now a little bit. You know, I'm going to share something with you that I actually, I'm going to do it anyway. From what I understand, okay, and I talk to everybody, I got friends everywhere, okay, on the inside, let's put it that way, okay. I have heard that Kamala, our lovely friend here, has had some backdoor secret meetings with the Wall Street CEOs, and she's making some promises here. Again, we're not allowed to know this. Trump did it. And so did Biden. Every prospective president goes to Wall Street to make their promises. Now, we cannot find out what happened behind closed doors with Biden and the Wall Street elite, Trump and the Wall Street elite, or Kamala now. It's being hidden from people. You're not allowed to know that this stuff is going on here. So if she out-promises Trump with his 15% tax rate, making the rich richer. Again, look, they're both selling you the same thing. Trickle-down economics, because trickle-down economics works. Make the rich richer, more powerful. And that's how we all win, really? This is insanity, people, on an epic scale. Anyway, so I want to come to Trump's defense here, believe it or not. This sit down that he had at the Black Journalists Convention, this was a mockery on a grand scale. And honestly, this just If you got a chance to watch this, or at least some of it, I had to turn it off, actually. It was just too much. It proves to us all that people have lost all sense of respect for anyone here. Trump was treated terribly, in my opinion. All right, look. I know a lot of you probably liked what you saw. Those of you that are... First of all, look. I hate the system. You all know that. And but what comes down to, what this was a demonstration of, is how people really have no respect for each other anymore. So the situation was, Trump was treated, in my opinion, with zero respect. I get that. And he was baited over and over again. And unfortunately, he fell for it every freaking time. He fell for the bait every single time. And that just made them more apt to bait him even more than they were baiting him from the beginning. It was terrible. It was just as bad, in my opinion, this convention between the black journalists here and Trump was, it was just the same as watching the debate. It was an epic failure on Trump's, for Trump. It was an epic failure for him. I think it was an opportunity for him to stand up and show that he was a better person, but he couldn't do it. And that, look, I understand the situation here. There's a lot of animosity. But the fact that he was treated with such disrespect and then baited repeatedly and then he fell for it, it just looked terrible to me, honestly. But anyway, look, I just wanted to share that with all of you. I don't think Trump needs to be defended. He can certainly defend himself, I would imagine. But falling through those trapdoors that were set for him every single time was not a good showing for Trump, honestly. And it was also not a good showing for the conventionalists themselves, how poorly they treated him. I think it was horrible, in my opinion. But that's just me. What can I tell you, people? Look, so let's just recap here real quick. We are watching a literal phenomenon go on here with regard to the debt market. The entire yield curve is dropping. You tell me who's buying, okay? It's a no-brainer. But you're not allowed to know what's going on here. And soon, what we're witnessing now is going to seem like a walk in the park, because we're being promised by Kaka Kamala and the Big T that we're going to get lower rates, which means what? It's going to be easier for people to swipe cash into existence, to borrow more, to become more slaves to the system at the same time. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Trump has the guts to tell people the truth. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Trump is telling people that he's going to weaken the dollar. He doesn't have that power. But he's telling you he's going to have the Federal Reserve do it. The mechanism here is very simple. By the Fed getting in here, creating cash out of nothing, buying all the debt here is massively currency negative. At least, let's give credit where credit's due. Trump is telling you what's going to happen here. Now, Kaka Kamala, she's not telling you that. But she is promising you that rates will be lower under her administration. It'll be her administration. It's the central banks running the show anyway here. But this mechanism is not what we need. And trickle-down economics does not work. And we're being sold the same lie from both of them. Makes me want to puke all over my desk. Let me explain this to you here, people. This is opportunity here to take advantage of the system. You can sit back and suck your thumb and think you're not participating in the system. There are those of you who write to me every day, oh, Greg, I would never get involved in the stock market. I would never get involved. I hate gold and silver too, and I hate cryptocurrency, so I'm just going to stay in cash. Good for you. Let me explain this to you maybe another way. You're in the system. No matter what you try to do, if you're out there working, slaving for a central bank issued note so you can be paid that, well, that's a tradable asset. So you're in the market whether you want to be or not. You go out to the stores and buy stuff and swipe, and even if you're just using your dollars, your central bank issued notes to participate in the system, you're right. You're dead in the heart of it as well. So why not Let the system work for you. Join the pride of Lions here. Over 250,000 strong. That is a worldwide phenomenon you and me have created here too. We are not going to let the system, nor the Kamalas, nor the Trumps, or anybody beat us. It ain't happening. Not under this guy's watch. Forget about it. All right, look, you can take what I say and ignore it and lose or win. Stay long this market. Buy every single dip that comes along. As long as this continues to drop, and it ain't gonna, with what we're about to see here, the market's going higher. The distortions across the spectrum of asset classes are gonna get worse. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, crude oil are gonna be on sale big time. So what do you wanna do? You want to wait till it goes up? You want to buy these things on sale in cryptocurrencies? Let's keep our eyes on this, all right? If Kaka Kamala has made the right promises to Wall Street, then she's going to be the one that's going to be it. Creature Kamala is going to be the one that's going to be selected. Right now, it still appears to me, by the dynamics in the market, that Trump will be selected. But this can change. And it depends on what happens with regard to Kamala and her promises to the Wall Street elite. We don't matter, okay? We matter to each other, and we're trying to make a positive difference here. All right, look, I'm going to end this video, people. It's really, this stuff just drives me out of my freaking mind. It's unbelievable what we're seeing here. But it's everything you and I would have expected. We called all this before it happened. People, look, today's the first of the month. On the first of every month, this guy asks for your support. Greg, you're doing a good job. You're making a positive difference in my life. If you feel like supporting my work, I mean, this is not mandatory, and I know some of you can't do it, but just $5. $5 a month is all I ask for your support on the first of every month. There are several links in the description of this video that you can click on and support this blog and my work, and I really count on you guys and girls, all right? With that said, I hope you choose to support my work. Please share the video. Get it out there. Comment. We're going to meet later, 4 or 5 p.m., when I calm down a little bit. My head feels like it's going to explode. This stuff is just too much. We'll meet at 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, people, until we reconvene. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other, okay?